A BC man has been sentenced to 17 years in prison for attempted murder, aggravated assault and assault with a weapon. Joseph Melvin Bassett, 32, pleaded guilty to the charges and was sentenced August 19 by Vancouver Provincial Court Judge Reginald Harris. On September 22, 2019, Bassett approached two men on Abbott Street in Vancouver's downtown East Side, pulled out a gun and shot them. Both received injuries to an arm and were taken to hospital. In one case, the bullet became lodged in one man's spine and had to be surgically removed. Bassett explained that he intended to kill both victims, that he was a member of the Red Alert gang, and had been ordered to kill both men by other gang members, Harris said. These offenses were akin to hunting, Harris said. He armed himself and then looked for his victims. These attacks were by surprise and perpetrated against defenseless individuals. The judge said the situation was likely traumatizing for already vulnerable people in that neighborhood. It increased the chaos and confusion in an already chaotic and confused community, he said. In the assault, Harris said Bassett swung a machete at another man's head after suggesting the victim be shot. The man raised his arms to ward off the blow and had several fingers lacerated. Harris said Bassett does not appear to have an ability to restrain himself, which could eventually lead him to murder or cause serious harm to others. With time served awaiting sentencing, Bassett has 11 years left to serve. Bassett's background. In passing his sentence, the judge said Bassett likely suffered a traumatic brain injury as a result of childhood abuse. Indeed, Harris said, substance abuse and violence were a normal part of his tragic and troubling childhood. Bassett had been placed in a number of group and foster homes but had frequently run away and lived on the streets. He became a member of the Red Alert gang in Calgary, Alta, at age 14. The initiation included being beaten. Harris said he has a lengthy criminal record including theft, mischief, and possession of stolen property, assault and robbery. He was arrested in September 2019, renounced his gang affiliation and cooperated with police, Harris said. Psychiatric assessments done for the court indicated Bassett has a high likelihood to re-offend, a situation that might be changed with treatment tailored to his cultural needs. There is a dim hope for rehabilitation, Harris said. I cling to that hope.